You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. It is the year 2023. The month is January. The day depends on what day you're listening to this podcast. We have a great episode in store for you guys today. We have Lauren joining us from... Lauren, you were on Clayton season.
I was on Peter season.
Peter Weber season. Yeah. Lauren Jones from Peter Weber season and joining us today on the podcast... that's right. I did know that you were from Peter season. Crap.
Honestly, they all blend together. I could like, does anybody remember that Wells was from JoJo season? Cause I don't. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, what season was Wells from?
I remember just because he never kissed her is the only reason I remember that.
Mm-hmm. How the times have changed. He went from the guy who was too afraid to kiss a girl to now he's the bartender giving all the life advice on Paradise.
That's true. But also the Bachelor, all the Bachelor guys are just very vanilla bread blend together a lot more than the girls do, in my opinion, at least.
I was actually thinking that exact same thing when they announced the cast yesterday.
I didn't see that.
So they announced the cast yesterday for the new season of The Bachelor. And Lauren, I'm curious about your thoughts on this. I think that the women that go on this show are, and this is from a guy's perspective, are higher caliber than the guys. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like the women could do better than the guys are on this show. And I say this as a guy on the show. Like, I feel like my wife could have done better than me. But she settled, which is great news for me.
Same.
So, Lauren, what do you think about that? Put you on the spot right off the bat.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have a neutral opinion. I personally thought that Hannah Brown had a lot of great guys on her season. Mm-hmm. And that's even why I even considered to go on the show the season I went on the show. So, you know, I agree. I understand. But I think,
It was Tyler Cameron. I remember that.
Yeah, he was on that season.
Who else was a good one?
Obviously.
Was Mike Johnson on that season?
Yes, was.
Yeah. Okay, there's a good one.
So did you go on Peter season, like, glad that it was Peter?
I knew it could have been Peter, and I knew it could have potentially have been Mike, potentially Tyler. But I think at the time, Tyler had been taken off of the market, so he was out of the running. So I knew it was either, I knew Peter was in the running. I was open to either way it would have gone, but yeah.
So you're saying that Peter was your number three. You'd rather have Tyler and Mike, which I don't blame you. I would have rather had those two as well.
You know,
all the credit to Peter, but like, you know, Peter's a good looking guy. You know, I'm not, I describe myself in the same way that I'm about to describe Peter, which is like, hey, no, I'm confident who I am, good looking. But like, when you compare me to guys like Dean or Tyler or Mike Johnson, yeah, it's like, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of a back seat, which I'm totally fine with.
You know, Jared, I didn't say that. I didn't
I'll say it for
that.
You.
But, you know, I was open. I was open to finding love with whoever it could have potentially have been out of those prospects. So
That's a good answer. I think that's the best answer. Lauren, did we ever get to see you on Paradise?
No, I did not go on Paradise.
Well, why the heck not?
You know, that's a question for, you know, producers. I know COVID happened the year that, like, right after my season, so it kind of threw some things off. But yeah.
Was there a Paradise?
Put the wrench in it.
Was there a Paradise season after Peter season that year?
Or no, I think that it was canceled.
That's right. Wow, you guys got like screwed.
And then the next season, it was like they were pulling from like five different cast pools, I think, or something crazy like that. Well, you didn't miss out on anything, I promise. From two of us that have done it a few times, it's nothing special.
But, I mean, we both met our wives from this show, but yeah, obviously nothing special.
Yeah, as usual, I just put my foot in my mouth. That aside, it wasn't like, you know, I'm just trying to make Lauren not like feel, not that you feel bad about missing it, but like, you know, it wasn't as great as it maybe it's as cracked up to be. It's not a paradise, if you will. It's actually kind of a mental torture chamber. But Lauren, what have you been up to since the last time we saw you on Peter season?
You know, I still live here in LA. I work in marketing and I have my own business as well. I'm a content creator. So I'm just living my best life. I was traveling 7 months of 2021. So nice. I'm just, you know, doing me, living my best life.
Why did I think you live in, or I used to think you lived in New York. Did you ever live in New York?
No.
Oh. Maybe because you do a lot of fashion stuff. And I always just mentally think fashion only can be in New York.
I could see why you thought.
But obviously
that.
Not. The LA fashion scene is great, right?
Yeah. I love it here. I love LA. It's home now. So.
Yeah. Even your Zoom background is very impressive. It's like a little studio you have. Like
much better than ours.
The clothes, the lights, the artwork. It's amazing.
You're like, I hung all of this myself. So thank you.
Very well done. It's always so funny because Kaylin and I obviously live together and we like to hang artwork and stuff. And I always feel so needed whenever she's like, hey, will you hang this picture for me? I'm always like, yes, I will absolutely do it. But it's great that, you know, you're obviously able to find a way to do it yourself too.
DIY project. Yeah.
Nice.
And then you also own a company called Luxury Lux, which is a subscription style, correct?
Yeah, Lovely Lux. So it's like
Lovely Lux. Oh God, what did I say? Luxury Lux? Lovely Lux, which is a fashion subscription box.
Yes. It's my baby. It's similar to Rent the Runway or Stitch Fix. So people have the opportunity to rent clothes. If they like them, they can buy them or switch them out for something else.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love those.
Do you do men's clothing or just women's?
It's just women's for now. I might branch out into men soon, but it's just women's for now.
So especially now that Kaylin and I are wedding planning, we have events that require me to dress up for, which is not my forte whatsoever. And so we're forced to like buy things. And then I buy like an outfit for one event and then it just goes in the closet and it just collects dust, never to be worn again. And this has happened. I've got like four different suit jackets that I buy for a specific event. I wear it and then I'm like, I'll never wear that again in my life. And I need to have like a Rent a Runway or a Lovely Lux type of situation, you know?
That's exactly it. That's exactly the point. And that's what was happening to me. And that's why I came up with this whole little concept.
No, nice. That's a great idea. That's why I love black tux, because it's a rental style, you know? I remember one time, speaking of stuff that you only wear once. So there was a wedding years ago that my cousins went to, and then they went to a bar afterwards and they were all hammered. And I went to go meet up with them to grab a drink. And then one of my cousin's friends, who for some reason, her and I just didn't get along. Now we get along, but I don't know why. There was like tension there. Couldn't tell you why. But anyway, maybe a little wacky. But I remember I had a martini in my hand and she was wearing a dress that she bought for the wedding. And I don't know if someone bumped into me. I can't remember, but I was standing there and I talked with my hands too. And the drink spilled all over her dress. Mm. And I'm like, oh no, of course it would happen to this person. So I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like I start cleaning up and she's just staring at me. As like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And she just doesn't say anything to me. And it got to the point where it became so awkward where after a good 20 seconds of me just continuing to apologize and her not responding, I got to the point where I was like, I got nothing. Like, I don't know what else to say right now. I even offered, I said, oh, I'll pay for like dry cleaning. I'll do whatever. And then my cousin tried to make the situation a little bit light. And she's like, oh, when are you ever going to wear that dress again anyway? And then she dead face looked her in the eye and said, I was going to wear this to church on Sunday. And
oh, then no.
I was like, oh, God, just get me out of here. Check, please.
So did you ever have to pay for anything or?
No, I skedaddled right out of there and never paid for a thing. So my point being, though, if she rented it, what happens if you spill? So say you rent a box out from Lovely Lux to someone and they spill something. What happens then?
You know what? It goes through a very extensive dry cleaning process after. Okay. So it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. See, if she just rented her outfit from Lovely Lux, it would have been fine. Everything would have worked out. Oh, God.
I've got to turn Kaylin on to Lovely Lux because what she does for these things that we're also attending is she'll buy 10 outfits. And she's like, well, I just don't know which one I'm going to want to wear on the day. And then she'll wear the one and then return the other 9. And I don't know, something about that just, it doesn't seem very efficient. So if she could just rent that one outfit that she knows she's going to love, I think that's what she should do. So I'm going to tell her about Lovely Lux. I'm sure she'll be all over it.
Awesome. Definitely. Spread the news.
Spread the news. And for all the listeners out there too, do you only work in Los Angeles or can you like ship to other places as well?
Yeah, I can ship anywhere in the U.S.
So. Nice. So for all the listeners out there, if you've got a great event coming up, check out Lovely Lux.
Check it out.
You might have gotten one new customer there. Who knows? I don't know.
So we are a dating podcast, obviously, Lauren. So I have to ask, what is the dating scene like in LA right now?
That's a good question. You know, I am single, but I am dating. I would say I've been lucky enough to date really good guys, but I do understand the struggle as well. And I do understand it might not be the case for everybody. I tend to meet people organically. So I think when you meet people organically, it works out. It could work out a little bit better than, I know some people use dating apps. I personally have never used a dating app, but.
What's the reason for that? Just don't like it?
It's a preference. You know, I just, something about it to me is just kind of, and I think it's changed over the years. I think it's a little weirder than it probably was a few years ago. So I don't know.
It's really? I think it's the opposite. I think it's become more of an accepted way of dating now, which I like. Yeah. Why do you think it's become weirder?
I think that people may not use it for the right reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's hard to, I think it's probably hard to detect people's intentions these days from dating apps. Yeah.
Can you correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm willing to take a guess and say that dating isn't necessarily a priority for you. Like you're happy to date and you're happy to do it, but you're not necessarily like prioritizing it number one in your life right now.
I don't want to say that. I'm not going to say it's my top priority. It's definitely something that I'm open to. I don't want to be alone for the rest of my life. I definitely want to get married and have a family. So with that, I have to be open to meeting people and open to falling in love and finding love and dating. But I wouldn't say that I put it above all things. I just want it to happen naturally and happen organically. Yeah.
Which is great. I think that's a great way to do it. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know. Yeah. We are very pro dating app on this podcast, specifically because it does just open a lot of doors to meeting new people. But especially when you live in LA like you do and you're as busy as you are, I could see why you would kind of like, and like you said too, there are a lot of people, you know, that have the wrong intentions, I guess, on those apps. So I could see why you would stay away. I think you could definitely do it both ways, but like definitely living in LA is nice because you could go out 7 nights a week, which is kind of crazy, but you go out 7 nights a week to the same part of town and see 7 different sets of people, you know, like you just have a bigger pool to draw from, I guess.
Right, for sure. There are lots of people there.
So you haven't had since Peter season, you haven't had like a serious boyfriend, just kind of dating and figuring it out?
Yeah, I haven't had a serious boyfriend. I have been dating. Some men have come close, but end up with a boyfriend title. I think COVID made some things a little, I think everybody lost 2 years of their life during COVID.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
Yeah. And then, but you know, everything happens for a reason. I live by that. I know that like, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. I'm going to connect with the right person when it's supposed to happen.
So. Well, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Just put me on the spot. I just turned 30.
Oh, well, first of all,
congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's life is better on the opposite side of the 30. And
I agree with that.
You're so young. You have no rush in the world. You're fine.
Do you ever find guys get intimidated by you being a business owner, entrepreneur?
I could say that's only, it could just be an assumption that I may have made. I don't know. Like, a guy has never said straight up, I'm intimidated.
Yeah.
Because
right.
You have a business. But I'm an empath and I pick up on energy. And I may have sensed that in the past, but at the end of the day, I know there's nothing that I can do about that. You know, that's
right.
Something that a guy is going to have to work on himself internally.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, I'm Lance Bass, host of the new iHeart podcast, Frosted Tips with Lance Bass. The hardest thing can be knowing who to turn to when questions arise or times get tough or you're at the end of the road.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
Do you ever think to yourself, what advice would Lance Bass and my favorite boy bands give me in this situation? If you do, you've come to the right place because I'm here to help. This I promise you.
Oh, God.
Seriously, I swear. And you won't have to send an SOS because I'll be there for you.
Oh, man.
And so will my husband, Michael.
Hey, that's me.
Yep, we know that, Michael. And a different hot, sexy teen crush boy bander each week to guide you through life step by step.
Oh, not another one.
Mm-hmm. Kids, relationships, life in general can get messy. You may be thinking, this is the story of my life.
Oh, just stop now.
If so, tell everybody, yeah, everybody, about my new podcast and make sure to listen so we'll never, ever have to say bye, bye, bye. Listen to Frosted Tips with Lance Bass on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can I ask you about how you started your company? Like, how did the idea come about and how did you like develop it into what it is now?
Yeah. So Lovely Lux was initially just my fashion blog that I started 5 years ago. And I picked that name because I wanted to pick something universal because I knew I could make it into anything. It could be a beauty brand one day, it could be a fashion brand one day, anything that I wanted it to be. And then recently I partnered with a white label and they helped me develop this brand, and it was a journey and I did it and it's been fun.
Very nice. And so yeah. You said it's been five years ago was the blog's inception or no?
When I launched my blog. So I launched my blog. Nice. Lovely Lux was just my blog 5 years ago that I launched. And then I started Lovely Lux. It launched November 11th of 2022. So recently.
Oh, so just like a month or two ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you're swamped. I've never owned a business or anything like that, but I can only imagine the amount of work that must go into it.
Yeah. It's fun though. I think when you're passionate about something and you love it, you know, it's fun.
For sure. That's my biggest struggle or I guess obstacles to overcome is I like a lot of things, but I don't love many things. And so it's like for me to be excited about working, I would have to like, Jared, you have your restaurant and you love that. I need to find something that I like really love that I could really sink my teeth into, but maybe one day.
I think you've already found that. I mean, you love to be adventurous, to go rock climbing or skiing. You're just like a... You should like participate in the X Games, you know?
Yeah, but that's like money out. There's no money income from that, you know? Like it's not a business. It's
you
just
you think
a,
there's money income like from my coffee shop right now? Oh God, you got another thing coming.
I don't know, dude. I've seen all of the Instagram posts. You guys always have a packed house. You're always having these big game nights and stuff. It seems to me like you guys are the hot spot.
We're doing well, knock on wood. It's just tough. Everything's so expensive right now, but we don't need to talk about the business aspect of Audrey's. But, dude, I agree. Like, you could definitely monetize certain ways of doing the things that you love, especially with the following you have. Come on, man. We could brainstorm. We can get this going here.
Caitlin and I have always talked about being wedding photographers and seeing some of the rates that these people charge. It only makes us want to do it even more. Like, we got a quote from a wedding photographer for $55,000 for a weekend of the wedding. Which is just insanity.
I would love to know the name of that company, but obviously don't say it over air.
I actually don't know the name of the company, but they were in Vogue and they photographed like Taylor Lautner's wedding. And so I guess they have like high demand because they're more prestigious, I guess. But yeah, it's been a struggle. But we did find our wedding venue just a couple days ago. So
I saw on Instagram, it looks like you found one in Denver. Congratulations.
Not in Denver. It's in
Colorado.
But thank you. Yeah, it's in the same state, so that's close.
Anytime I go to say Colorado, I just immediately say Denver. I sometimes do that with states. It's so bad. Like if I say, instead of saying California, I'll say LA. And they're like, yeah, well, it's Orange County or it's San Francisco. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I meant. But I just said LA because I just, you know, LA is California. Anywho.
I mean, in your defense, it is like 40% of the entire state lives in Denver. So it's like, it's not... You gotta if you're shooting at a target, you're bound to hit it with those odds. But yeah, so we found that we haven't put like a down payment or signed a contract yet, but we have been moving forward in the progress. So it's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. It should be fun. Yeah. That's my news and life update. But speaking of weddings, Lauren, you were just at Madison Pruitt's wedding, right? How was that?
I was at her wedding. It was beautiful. Madison is a lovely, lovely person inside and out. And it was just the most beautiful wedding all the way around. And I was so happy for her. It was also really nice to see everyone again. It almost felt like we were in the moment again.
Yeah. Who ended up going? Who was there?
It was me, Natasha, Sydney from my season, Kiara from my season, Victoria Paul. Who else was there? Alea was there. Shean was there. Jasmine. Deandra. A lot of us.
Yeah. Nice. No Peter, though.
No Peter. Kelly was there. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Do you ever feel a lot of pressure going to those events because you are a fashion icon? Do you ever feel like you have to, like, really go to the nines?
You know, initially I do think about it really hard, and then I usually just say, you know what, I am going to just rock it and feel comfortable in whatever it is that I decide to wear and not put too much pressure on myself. But yes, it does cross my mind. The pressure does happen, but I try to not allow it to.
How about when you're meeting guys? Do you instantly, like, head to toe judge their outfit and then decide whether they might be a good fit for you?
You know, no, I look at how the clothes are fitting on the guy. I think it's the difference. I think everybody has their own little style, but it's how do the clothes fit?
Would you rather have a guy that has a fit that is, it looks like he stared too long in the mirror? Or would you rather have a guy have a fit where you're like, oh, you're definitely not even trying?
I like
if
the
given the two extremes. I know you like the middle, but given the two extremes, you got to choose one. The guy who doesn't try enough, or the guy you're like, wow, you're trying way too hard. Stop staring at yourself.
What does that look like, though, exactly?
Would you rather Nick Viall or my style? Is essentially what he's saying. The guy that tries way too hard over here.
I was thinking, like, who's a guy that, like, I'm trying to, damn, I can't think of an example of somebody. I don't pay attention enough to guys' fashion, but, like, somebody who walks out of the limo where you're like, oh, this is, like, that, it's way too skinny on you, and you just have no, it's just, like, too perfect. You know what I mean? Guys are like, it's just too, I need you to be more rugged.
Okay, I would pick that one over a guy that just rolled out of bed. I think if you're going on a date, you do have to put in a little bit of effort, you know.
Right, that's true. It's funny. It's funny that you guys are talking about this, because literally just 2 days ago, we were in Aspen and I was going out to dinner. And as I'm walking out of the hotel room, I looked in the mirror as I was walking out, and I was like, "Wow, you've really just really given up on just trying to look decent at all." My outfit was so atrocious, and I was like, "You used to have good style. Like, I used to like feel like I would walk out and be like, okay, cool. I feel good. I look good. That kind of thing." I was walking out of the hotel room and I was like, you look like a piece of shit. And it's not a good feeling. But in my defense, it's ski town, you know, so it's like, Aspen is like a very like luxury town, I guess. But in my eyes, it's like a grungy ski town. So I was dressed grungy skier in that sense.
And Kaylin loves you regardless.
So. Exactly.
Thank God, because
put a ring on it.
The random thought of, like, if I had to, like, go out dressed like this and, like, as a single person and, like, try to talk to girls, there's no way. Like, I'm so grateful that Kaylin loves me and I wouldn't want to change it for the world. And if I was like, thank God I don't have to, like, dress up and try to put on a show for people, you know?
I have a question for you, Lauren, because you are a fashion expert. With guys, do you prefer a guy who wears a tux or a suit with no socks where the ankles are showing, or do you like socks and, you know, the nice shoes?
Socks and nice shoes.
Yes, because you're smart and you know what you're doing and you are an expert in the fashion field. Dean, I feel like you're a no sock guy.
I just generally don't like wearing socks. I don't wear underwear. I don't like the least amount of clothes I can be wearing, like the thinner layers I can be wearing, the better. So, I prefer no socks, but I am on the sock train for dress shoes.
Yeah, so, I've never liked the ankle showing. I think I've hated that look. Any guy who I've met, I immediately judge if I see their ankles. And like, anytime I'm watching Bachelorette and somebody walks out and their ankles are showing, I'm like, I hope this guy gets eliminated tonight. I hope this guy goes home. Because it's just, I don't know, there's something about it. I don't like it. I don't know why. It just rubs me the wrong way. Couldn't tell you why. Just one of those weird things.
Because he stares in the mirror for too long before he puts the outfit on and leaves the house. He just tries too hard.
It's just like, I don't feel like I could have a beer with that guy. You know what I mean? So
that's fair. When I wear like jeans, I'll cuff the jeans and I won't be wearing socks for like with like low shoes. So maybe
that's different.
Maybe you don't like me. I guess that sucks.
No. Because I wear joggers. I wear joggers. But okay. It's the suits. It's all it is. It's just the suits.
Lauren, I've got a question for you. Another fashion question. Just because we're just using you as a resource right now just to learn more about ourselves.
Yeah, we have to.
For the wedding, my plan and my hope is to wear a penguin tuxedo. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
A penguin tuxedo?
Yeah, you know those ones that are kind of like the breast is like a little higher and it only kind of goes down to your belt line. But then in the back, there's like those longer flaps that go like maybe to your knees.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know, it's your wedding, Dean. It's your wedding.
So you hate it. Okay, gotcha. I won't wear it.
No, I don't hate it. And I go back to say it depends on how is it going to fit you? Are you going to?
Yeah. Mm.
As long as it's fitting, I approve.
And as long as I'm wearing socks, that's important too.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. Jared, do you have any other questions before we take a quick break?
I'm looking up penguin suits right now, penguin tux, to see what you're looking at, and it's just a bunch of pictures of a penguin. And now all I can imagine is this is what you're going to look like on your wedding day.
I'll find a picture. This is actually a pretty good one here. I'll share it with the group. Let's see if I can copy and paste it into the. So this is like kind of what I want, but not necessarily. The tail of this tuxedo is solid, and I want it to be like a halved, I guess. Let's see if I can find a way to send this. Okay, so click on that link and then let me know what you guys think. That's not what I want, but that's like the rough general idea.
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice. It looks like you're about to rob a small town of its water supply, but it looks good.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys both hate it, that's confirmed. How about that one? That one's like a little, I mean, I'm not gonna look as handsome as that guy that I just sent, but
no, I mean, I like it. I think it's good.
Okay, well, I don't know if
this man
you,
is very handsome, by the way.
Yeah, he is. I put him to shame. I told Kaylin I wanted to wear a penguin tuxedo, and she got really upset with me because she thought that I was like making a sarcastic joke about weddings in general. But I was like, no. She's like, well, I Googled penguin tuxedo and literally all that came up were like penguins wearing tuxedos or like Hobby Lobby costumes. And I think if you find the right penguin tuxedo, it could be really cool. Like, I kind of like the longer tail. And I think what it stems from is growing up, skiing fashion was always longer, slimmer clothes. Like, so you'd wear a jacket that kind of goes down to like almost your knees. And I don't know why I've always adored that style a little bit. So that's kind of what I'm going for.
I mean, dude, you should do it. It's your wedding. And plus, it's not like you're wearing a full-on pink tuxedo. It's still a classic look. You just have the tail in the back. It would look quite nice. You could have a cane. You could walk down the aisle with a cane, you know, really pimp it out. It'd be nice.
So I might use a cane. She just said, as long as I don't wear a top hat, that's like the one thing she's not going to let me wear, which I don't think I would wear anyways.
Well, then if you wear a top hat, you might look like the penguin from Batman. So like, I wouldn't go for that look, you know?
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, let's take a quick break because I have to run out to my truck and grab the charger for my computer real quick. But stay tuned through this break. We'll be right back with more from Lauren.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. We are going to have our callers here shortly, but Jared said he wanted to talk about something. So what do you got?
Well, a couple things. One, Lauren, I know that you're friends with Maddie, and I wanted to talk to you and ask if you were, if you ever talked to her about her viral TikTok sensation. Do you remember when she had she was giving a speech, and it was a religious speech? I don't remember what the context was, but on TikTok it went viral where everybody would duet her because she would say, "Only God can satisfy," or something like that. Do you remember this at all, Lauren?
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not on TikTok.
Oh, well, never mind.
Smart. Smart girl.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I am not on TikTok. Oh. So
you're not on TikTok?
I have one video, but I'm not active on TikTok at all. Like, I don't go on TikTok.
I feel like you could do a lot of fashion on TikTok.
I agree.
Kaylin's For You page is all fashion stuff.
I know. I hear it all the time.
TikTok is so hard. Because TikTok is the type of platform where you have to post. And right. It's like, and then you get one hit, which I guess is kind of like a lot of different things in life where you continuously doing something and then you do it. And then it only takes one time for it to really, you know, take off. But I don't know. TikTok's one. Well, never mind then. Forget I said anything. But I just remember because I knew you were friends with. Well, Dean, do you remember that time where Maddie, I don't know if you watched TikTok, but everybody was duetting her. She was giving a speech. She was on stage and she said something along the lines of "Only God can satisfy," or something like that. Damn it. Okay. I have to look it up because now it's going to bother me. Do you remember this at all?
I don't think I've seen it, but what was your question going to be?
Because she went freaking viral. Like, people who didn't even know Bachelor were duetting her because they were, you know, maybe being a little sarcastic in some of their responses when saying like, oh, that's the only thing that I could satisfy. Like, this girl has never seen or done blank, you know? And then they would
ever heard of a Snickers bar.
Exactly. Exactly. But she went so viral. Here we go. Yeah, it says, she said Jesus is the only one who could satisfy. And then everybody was doing it. Anyway, it like blew up. And I was just curious about her thoughts on that. Anyway, or if you know, she ever talked to it about a friend. But anyway, we can just get past that.
Lauren, I got a question. What do you think of her husband? Because I've never obviously met him. I've never met her, of course, but like I've never met him either. What do you think of the husband?
I know you're going to say
he's great. He's nice. But come on, give us like a no holds bar. Give us the honest truth.
What's his fashion like?
He looked
nice at the wedding. I don't know him. So I only met him once at the wedding, but he seems nice. And I know this isn't what you want to hear, but he seems nice. And she seems happy. And at the end of the day, at the wedding, I said, just take care of her and love her. And she seems happy. So that's all I care.
Can I say my one, not more, I've tried many, but my biggest fashion bugaboo for men is when men wear sneakers with a nice suit or tuxedo. I cannot stand it. And I feel like that guy is the kind of guy that would wear sneakers with a tuxedo.
You know, I think they did that at the reception. Yeah.
I hate it. Worst. I don't even know why it bothers me so much. But you spend all this effort looking so nice from your ankles up, and then you completely ruin it by wearing a pair of Jordans or Nikes with your tuxedo. I don't know why. And I am not even close to being like a well-minded fashion person, but for some reason, that just drives me absolutely nuts.
Well, Maddie changed into sneakers as well.
That's understandable because the heels could be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's heels. But I agree with Dean. Anybody who wears like really nice, even if it's really nice sneakers with a suit, I never understood it. I just don't get it. Yeah, I just don't like it. I don't know. Maybe do we sound like the two grumpy old men in the Muppets from the top?
But then on the flip side of that, like if Kaylin were to wear like a cute dress, like a sundress kind of thing, and then put sneakers on, she's always like, I can't go out like this. I look so silly. And I think it's the cutest thing in the world.
Sundresses? Oh my God.
But like with sneakers, it's kind of like a weird like mix of things. But
love it.
I don't know. Kaylin's weird about wearing sneakers. She's like puts on a cute outfit, and if she's wearing sneakers, she's like, I hate sneakers with this outfit. But that's the cutest thing you could be wearing right now.
As a guy, I think women who the sundress look is just it's the best.
It's top notch.
Sure. Love a good sundress.
Oh, love a good sundress.
It's the best. Anyway, we do have to wrap up.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up this week's episode, or not this week's, just this day of the week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Lauren, if you don't mind, stick around for 15 more minutes. We are going to have some callers call in as well, and they're going to ask you for some dating advice, and you are going to lead them into the promised lands with that advice. But thank you so much for joining us on this podcast, Help I Suck at Dating. For the listeners out there that are interested in taking a look into Lauren's closet, if you will, be sure to check her out. I would imagine, is it lovelylux.com?
It's lovelyluxofficial.com.
Lovelyluxofficial.com. Or check her out on Instagram. I'm sure you can get some design and fashion inspo from her over there as well. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Love at First Sight still exists. It's available at your local shelter.
This June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too.
Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.